nigga. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. This is how it is. How we live. How we get by. Sell or get high. Money talks in the hoods I walk. Doesn't matter if it's Providence, LA, or New York. Name of cities may change, language remain the same. If you can't play, get your ass out the game. They say the strong survive, hear the strong dies. Only thing keeps you alive is family ties. On the streets, many souls said goodbye. And you seen lots of moms with tears in their eyes, ready to go themselves, heart filled with pain. The streets swallowed their seeds like girls giving brain. With haters and guns, how can we maintain? The police, they out there doing the same thing. Wanna get what you own or put you in the dirt. Niggas better toughen up or get their feelings hurt. Word. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. Another day, different story. Wake up with new niggas hating on me. They don't understand the moves I make to get this cake. They eat off one plate, I'm eating steak to steak. Real recognize the fake, who's about what they speaking. Wrong moves on the board will have you leaking. Watch for them players putting you in check. Thought it was a game, huh? So you couldn't press respect. You're retired, and all that remains is your name. If respected on walls, your face will be stained. His fatherless, raised by the same streets that claim to who's the victim. We all products of the system. Chain reaction, one goes, we gotta get foes. Fall like dominoes, that's all the hood knows. The heavens are steps away from all this hell. These are everyday stories that become street tales. Street tales. If you falling in the hood, you a street tale. Getting money in the hood, you a street tale. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. Locked up in the hood, you a street tale. Respected in the hood, you a street tale. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. All my niggas up north have street tale. All my niggas in the dirty have street tale. All my niggas Midwest have street tales. All my niggas left coast have street tales. All my niggas third world have street tales. Worldwide niggas have street tales. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Got no street tales.
All right, we are back here. Evolution Radio, that's like you called it, you named it, Evolution Radio.
I like that. See, you ain't seen the Derrick Chappelle show. See, I said it for you, exactly. So I put the subliminal in there for
Thank you.
But that evolution, yo, you know what you should call that? That, yo, I think you should switch it up sometime. Actually, that's, I like that flow.
You give me a good idea, because like we call it Evolution Radio sometime. Maybe when more people sponsor like this, you know, when I get down to Atlanta or whoever sponsors, like I could have next month, I could have another person sponsor. That's my son, of course, bringing my son to the radio show. And my son in the background. But anyway, yeah, maybe I should call it Evolution Radio every time a person sponsors.
Now, actually, you can't call it Evolution Radio, because that's the thing, cause that's the theme of this, because like I said, we all evolving back to what I'm saying.
That's true.
Essence is becoming a producer working with multiple people. So, you know what I mean? He put me on the back burner.
Now, that's cool. I never really thought of that. Now, since I'm Essence, okay, I'm Essence through you, actually, okay? Because Roland's working with Essence.
Out of all his business. Yeah, I said it.
Yes. And he evolved into a radio producer. He evolved into a radio producer. Because working with a radio show. Mm-hmm. He was just a music producer. But now he can actually get a job now with any other radio station, because You're a radio producer now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're involved.
Good point. We all involved.
That's why I said, the reason why this show, see, you can't bring another group in here, insert name here, and say this is Evolution Radio, because it's not, you're already going to be in Atlanta. So for you to get a group from Rhode Island right. to come, they're going to have to go to Atlanta.
Exactly.
So you can't, it's like, you know what I mean? That they're probably going to be traveling to get to your show, but you know what I mean? Exactly. We are Rhode Island. That's what it's about. We are Rhode Island. Can I speak about Essence before we go? Let me tell you something about this man. This is one of the most humblest men you will ever meet in your life. And I'm not saying because he's in this room. And I'm not saying it because I work with him. It's just real talk. Like, this man been working with many artists of Rhode Island. And I know you all go through your trials and tribulations and your hard times and stuff. But this man haven't given up. And he took time to want to work with other people. And I'm saying that is because of the fact of, like, yo, you really want some good production. And I mean recording and all that. Yo, he's someone that you should see. Because if you heard my album, he did my album. He mixed and recorded my album. You know what I mean? And I gotta give a shout out to my man Atman as well from Spirit Records, because he mastered the album and did the artwork. But if it wasn't for Essence, y'all wouldn't be hearing me. These songs that y'all hearing, you wouldn't be hearing them. Like, he produced Street Tales. He produced Streets of Crying. He recorded all the rest of the songs. He got me the beat. This man knew me well enough to get me the beat from A-Rab. Shout outs to A-Rab for that track, Just My Thoughts. When he came, he said, y'all got three beats for three different artists. So I was like, okay, let me hear these beats. So when I heard the first one for the first artist, I was like, that ain't something I would rock, but maybe that's what he liked. Then when he played the other beat for the other artist, and I was like, I wouldn't rock to that either. He said, here go yours. And when he played it, I just fell in love with it. When I first heard it, I was in a zone. It took me weeks to write that song because I was so much in love with that beat. That beat, yo, I have to give him props for that one, because he knew that I would feel that beat.
Now, why do you think you both have the great chemistry, you and Essence?
I would say because of the fact of, like, when you work with somebody that take the time to help you develop as a person, like, the fact of the matter is, like, before I met Essence, I didn't know how to read off of paper. Like, I didn't know how to read the song. Like, I had to memorize it and then come and do it. When I first came and recorded Street Tales, I read it. That was like one of the first times I've read a song. Don't even, you know why? Because it was like, I was trying to get it done that I did it. And so as a artist, he helped me develop more because he was patient with me. Like, he didn't say, yo, like, if I didn't do something right here, say, you know what, I think you should do it this way. And I didn't sit up there and say, you know what, yo, you ain't no rapper. You can't tell me whatever. I listened to him. And as I took the time, I was like, next time I write another song, like, he'll say that was all right, that's what you did, but you should have did it this way. So the next time I would take the advice he gave me and then put it on the next song. That's why each song got better as you heard.
Interesting. Now I want to ask you a question now. Because of the fact that is, we talked about before, when Rolo was here, about how the music, music is changing, of course. I think music is changing. Like I said before the song, before we play Street Tales, I think the music store is going to be going away, okay? And as artists in Rhode Island have to realize, and artists any place in the world have to realize, music's downloadable now, get it for right. free. What do you think about that aspect, you know? And do you think it's going to be harder, it's harder for people to buy the music, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think you can actually get the music for free, you know why? Because if you have to pay for the service and the computer, and if you see, you're not really into corporate, so you don't really know how they work all that out, because in fact, I know if I own music, I'd be like, yo, well, you getting me, people are downloading off your computer that, you know what I mean? So they got a piece of that. I'm really not into the politics of that, so I can't really get into it.
But like doing MySpace music, even though it's not downloadable, people can record.
You know what? One of the things is, I'm gonna say as an artist that's not really out there like that, is you want that. Because if they like your music that much, and they want to take it to listen to it because they enjoy it, or even call you and say, oh, send me a CD, because I had people ask me to send them CDs. Mm-hmm. And I did that. Like, my music is in London.
Right.
I don't know how it's getting played, how much it's getting played, but the fact of the matter is, it's getting paid, played, and people is enjoying it. Sure. And that's what it's all about, people enjoying what you do. Because when you sit down and you write, and, like, I don't know about other people, but sometimes you be thinking, like, I wonder if people gonna like this. when, as me as an artist, when I'm writing, I'm like, you know what? This is something I'm gonna enjoy, and I'm gonna see if the world will enjoy it with me. Like, what's that song, Essence in You? When I said, oh, when I write for myself, present it to the world to see if it's felt. Is he hot or not? Don't care about the critics. Y'all the people that's gonna buy the music. Mm-hmm. All I ask before you judge, listen to the lyrics. The name don't hold weight, but please respect it. You see what I'm saying? So all my songs, I'm speaking on things that I'm feeling as an artist and that other artists is feeling. And I'm also speaking at the fact of how people are feeling as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course you work with a lot of artists, of course, Hudem, Liz, Marjorie. How do they all, how do you think that shaped your music? And how do you think you shaped their music?
Well, I think when you work with somebody, you bring a different dimension to what they was already accustomed to. Like, it's like if somebody was, let's see, I'm trying to give something. Like, say if somebody was a color blue and I'm color red, so when we come together, the color now come together and it's changing colors together, but we still blending and mixing together to,
We all feed off each other, no matter what.
Right.
So do you think by feeding off each other, do you think it evolutions us better, and we become better?
It should, because I'm gonna tell you why. There's no, if you sitting with an R&B person, like, you gotta compare things. Let's compare Jay-Z and R. Kelly. Before them two worked together, listen to how their music sound, and then when they got together, look how much more rapping R. Kelly did.
Oh, okay.
And he even said that Jay-Z influenced him to do that. So even when he was in on a song with Jay-Z, that influence that Jay-Z put on him, he took it and put it on somebody else's song. Because what song was that? I think it was a Fat Joe song, that Make It Rain remix.
It doesn't even have to be music. Like me, I'm a producer. I'm nowhere near a rapper. I mean, I did it back in the day. But as a producer, I know in the back of my mind, if I was to ever rap and start performing, I know I got to match Dante standards. I mean, he got, in my opinion, he's one of the people I know that got the most energy on stage. So I can't come out lazy and weak. I gotta match him. So I'm not a rapper, but I'm still observing and feeding off that energy, and that's how he feeds on me.
Now, we're gonna talk about your new album pretty soon. You're working on an album, Dante.
I'm working on a few projects. All right. We're working on Dante's new joint. My Side of the Story.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Food Sunday coming real soon.
That's yours?
That's my project.
Now, Soul Food, I want to talk about that after we come back. What song do you want to play next?
Well, since we talk about Soul Food Sunday, this is an exclusive. Want to play Multiply?
Yeah, let's give him Multiply.
Multiply is by you?
That's his beat. I'm on it. That song was inspired by the Sean Bell killing. Okay. When he got killed.
Who's Sean Bell?
The dude that got shot in New York.
The day of his wedding.
Who's last year? Whose wedding day?
He was supposed to get married. He was at a bachelor party.
He got shot 51 times, 51 I think.
He got shot 51 times. Him and two other guys, he's the only one that passed away.
Oh, really?
I was at that place, so I've been there before.
On the day of his wedding.
Okay, well, this is the song.
Song is called Multiply. When I, like they said, why nobody's speaking up on it? Like I said, I'm a voice, but my voice wasn't heard. And I hope right now it could be heard. And I hope people tell people, yo, listen to this song. Because what I was saying about it is, like, if you listen to the hook, it says, real people represent and don't die, never dead. But instead, all we ever do is multiply. And I'm going to give y'all something. Listen to the end of what I said on this song. Because the ending of each verse have a message.
Okay.
And I want people to really think about it. I'm not a conscious rapper. I'm a rapper with a conscience. But really think on this. And this is coming off of Essence album, that Soulful Sunday.
All right. Here it is.
Multiply.
This for those that die by the hands of the police. Rest in peace. In the ghetto, fellows ain't promised tomorrow. Live for the day, any means necessary. Buried by the people set to protect us. Now tell me, yeah, who we supposed to trust? Not them. Wearing the shields in blue. Leave us black and blue or dead before 22. The punishment don't fit the crime that we do. Miseducated by school, that's why we act like fools. Didn't give us the proper tools. What's our roots? How we was hung for trees on our boots. Want the truth like Tom Cruise, but they refuse. Know we'd be dangerous if we ever knew. My people perish from a lack of knowledge. Degrees from college seem like all we know is violence. Voices are silence, can't speak our words. We speak with guns so we could be heard. Talk is cheap, that's why it's hard to reach. ya. Franklin's get you respect like Aretha or Ethan. Someone put a price on your head, leave you like a pencil top block filled with lead. I dread to see this, it's my people dying. They rich and laughing while we are crying. It's a cold world, gotta do you to stay warm. Every time a man dies, a child is born. Multiply. Real people representing don't die. Never dead, but instead all we ever do is multiply. Real people representing don't die. Never dead, but instead all we ever do is multiply. Real people representing don't die. Never dead, but instead all we ever do is multiply. Real people don't die. Real people don't die. All we do is multiply. Multiply. Before I go, I want the world to know the truth. Yeah. We dig up our roots, educate the youth. The next generation to come, daughters and sons. Blind leading the blind, cause no one teaching them. All they know is what they see in the rough or TV. Can't blame BET. Where's mommy and daddy? Chasing each other while kids raised by the hood. And y'all wonder why the outcome ain't good. Would it be better if we had leaders in our time that would take the time to free us in the mind? They better keep us blind, showing north and shine. How can I get mine? Looking at girl behind. We need to rewind to the dreams of Martin Luther. Or else it'd be a nightmare for the future. Y'all see the bigger picture, haven't developed yet. Quiet is kept, and our little ones have slept. Never to wake again, cause man wanna sin. Let's recycle that, find itself repeating again. Nothing new under sun, what we do has been done. There was weapons that kill, these days it's a gun. What happened to fun? One for all for one. Soon as you get ones, we have to lose one. The voice has spoken, what he said is real. Every time spurs fill, a man is killed. Multiply. Real people representing don't die. Never dead, but instead all we ever do is multiply. Real people representing don't die. Never dead, but instead all we ever do is multiply. Real people representing don't die. Never dead, but instead all we ever do is multiply. Real people don't die. Real people don't die. All we do is multiply. 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 Do the math.
We're back. Evolution Radio, sponsored by Dante Inferno.
The voice.
Inferno, yes. Martin, yes.
The voice. Martin. See, I give him something different.
Ooh, now wait a second. You're a singer. The voice. A little bit. You're singing now.
I sung or I'm him. Who do you think sung that?
So I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you think you become a full-fledged singer? And evolution yourself. No, we won't do that.
Nah, yo, you want to hear some truth?
Yes.
I used to sing in a choir.
Really?
Really.
So why not become a singer?
Well, because
you need to evolve.
Like, the really sing, and like, I wouldn't really. You gotta put a lot of work into singing because you gotta project your voice right. You gotta have a certain sound. Like, it's a, like, as being an artist, for those that's not an artist, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And if you don't have the dedication and time to do it, that's why most people, to answer your question, like, why people don't succeed. It's because a lot of people don't have the work ethic.
So when do you think you will succeed? Or have you gotten there yet? And when do you think you'll get there?
Well, as an artist, I feel I succeeded because in my lifetime, I already came out with 2 albums, and I executive produced both of those albums. See, I didn't need a label to get work out there. I did it myself. Like I told you before, I was in a Christian video, and I was in Who Them and Tipo the Mento video. Shout outs to Who Them, Fliz, Tipo the Mento, and everybody else. I was in their video, so you know what I mean? I succeeded as an artist, and this is what I was talking to Flo about the other day. I was just like, you know what? As an artist, I lived my dream. I did what I wanted to do. I performed on the stage with Fat Joe and other artists. And I was in videos and my music is being heard. My music was on the radio. My music was on the internet. The only thing I didn't do was make a career out of it while I was getting paid off it. But I'm still making money regardless in my job and in my field, so it doesn't really matter. I never put all my eggs in one basket and expected, oh, this was gonna happen for me.
But do you think that can still happen?
Of course. As long as you have breath, you can do it whatever you want.
So what's next?
Well, what's next right now is we're gonna see how the people respond to this show. Like I said, like I was, as I was telling a lot of people, like Essence already knew one time I retired. Street Tales, when that song came out, we had that recorded, Streets Are Crying, a whole host of songs, and I gave it up. I told him he could have them and do whatever he want with them. The reason why I came back is because people were saying, yo, don't give up, like you gotta come back, do it one more time or whatever. And so many people wanted to help me do it. When that album came out, all those people that were saying it was gonna help me, where they go?
Now, what do you think what age do you think, like would be, like, if you make it surpass that, okay, when you do, okay, and of course, yeah, I think you want to retire on top, of course, okay?
You can't put an age on it, and I'm gonna tell you why, because, like I said, we live in an imagery world, so if you look like you can still do it, then it could still be done. See, if you look at, like, Jay-Z, see, Jay-Z still appealing to people, even though he's pushing 40. Now, look at KRS-One, he's not appealing to people. You know what I mean? It's not to say that he still don't have it lyrically, because I heard his new song and he's spitting some lyrics. But it's about the image that you give off.
So could you see yourself spitting words at 60 years old, 50 years old?
If you got the love for it, of course you would. It depends. See, I could still do it for the love because I'm in great shape. And I'm going to continue to be in great shape because I go to the gym basically every day to make sure that when I get older that my body parts don't fail and I eat right now.
Right.
So if I'm 60 years old and I could and still spit, because even if I can't, I would still teach someone that's young enough to receive the wisdom that I receive.
So in a way, you'll be a producer.
Exactly.
But would you want to do beats too? Ever.
Well, you know, somebody always told me, like, people.
I teach them.
People. You know what? To tell you the truth, if I ever had a label, like, somebody told me, this is why I'm good with my lyrics. Somebody told me to focus on one thing, don't focus on two, because if something's going to be lacking. Now, some people are good at it, because I know a lot of people, local or universal. I don't like calling them, they're sure. Universal. But everybody's universal, but it's on their ability to get in there.
True.
But it takes away from something. Because I know some people that was great lyricists, started making beats, you haven't heard them no more.
Exactly.
Because it's the fact of their concentration on one thing. Like, look at Jay-Z. Let's bring him up again. Like, Jay-Z never made a beat in his life. But he got enough money to buy beats.
Exactly.
So it's like, the focus point is, I'm going to focus on lyrics. Because it's like, my team is like Voltron. We are strong by ourselves as individuals. But we're stronger when we come together.
Now, to that point, I'm going to get back to Essence's album. Essence's album, the song we heard before was Multiply.
Multiply.
And Essence, your album is expected to be out by when, do you think?
I'm going to push it for fall.
Are you rapping
fall
on it?
Fall to, no. You'll hear me on it. You might hear a few words, but I'm not rapping, okay. No.
And
I speak with the beast.
Who's on this?
Well, it's going to be a multitude. Dante, of course. Roll is going to be on it. Who Dem.
Okay.
You know, the whole Chachi's on it. Temple, okay. You know, New Bedford, Boston.
And they're all recorded in here?
But here, I did some recording in North Carolina. My man Eddie Kane's going to be on it. Illa from Brooklyn is on it. You know, all my family. Basically, it's a family affair, you know?
So will this be the first single from the, Multiply will be the first single from this,
Multiply will be the street single. Multiply is tentatively the, first single. So it's already out there in rotation.
So great. So we'll actually stop playing the song as of this show and they're on.
Right.
So, okay.
Right.
So Multiply. All right. Oh. And tell me now, what do you think the your next album's going? What direction is that going from this album?
Well, like I said, as a person, I'm trying to, like, with me as an artist, I'm trying to get people to walk with me and go through, try to be in my shoes with me. Like, with Better Heard Than Seen, I was better heard than seen because people didn't know me. So it's more that I'm seen. It's like, okay, they're getting to know me now. Because, like, one of my friends said this to me. He said, you know what? I liked your album, but I ain't hear more of you on it. Like your personal life and stuff. So I would just say, it's funny you said that because that's what I'm talking about on this album. Like, that's why it's called My Side of the Story. Like, one of the songs that I love dearly is Goodfellas. Because when you hear that word Goodfellas, the first thing you think about
the
is
the movie. Exactly. With Joe Pesci, yeah.
We think about that.
Robert De Niro.
And it goes to show you that we live in a world where they always say nice guys don't win, and we always root for the bad guy. So what I did was take the concept of the good fella and put it in a perspective of three different events.
So do you have that song, Goodfellas?
Yes, I do have that song.
And that's going to be on the next album.
That's going to be on the next album. But you know what? For the people, if it's ready to go, I will make sure that Essence have it for y'all. That would be an exclusive. Because my birthday's in 3 days, so that would be my present for me to y'all.
So your birthday is May?
July.
July, wait. Oh, July.
We're recording the show now. It's going to end July 13th.
Right. Oh, July 13th.
July 18th. Excuse me. Well, 15 days. No, yeah, July 15th is Aaron. Yes, July 18th is my birthday.
Okay. So let's get that straight. Because, okay. So July 18th is your birthday. You're going to be 31 years old.
Damn.
Wow.
Pull me up.
Yes. Of course, well, I got to blow everybody up who's older than me because I'm the older man by me than one for 1 month.
Yeah, I'm 31, but I don't look it.
Yes.
But.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. No, seriously. You know how
old he gave away the age,
yo. I know. Like, dag. Yo, you're going to be known as people not saying things. But, your show, but you went boom.
But you know how he looks? Seriously? You look like a teenager. Because when you told me you're 31, okay? You'll actually look like someone in your 20s, seriously.
That's why I still do music. Like I said, it's an imagery world. A lot of people think I'm still young.
Yep.
And I always hear I look like Jay-Z and 50 Cent. Yo, for those that know me, please explain to me how I look like two dudes that don't even look like each other.
Maybe it's because, I don't know. Okay, so here is a song, of course. It's called Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Here on.
She wouldn't get with me because I was a good fella. Yes. Then she did me wrong because I was a good fella. These dudes on the block want to be a good fella. Till they box and they say he was a good
fella. This is produced by Essence, right?
Nah, this is produced by Atman Spirit Records. Now, right. I told you, people show me love.
All right, here it is, here on Evolution Radio.
Goodfellas.